the hard shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, there's quite a Twitter storm. These things leave me quite unaffected. But a lot of people are very exercised. Well, they've been up in arms today about a tweet sent by one of our best-known comedians, Monty Python, Faulty Stars star, John Cleese. And basically, it's about Irish and a retweet. First of all, let's take a step back to Fawlty Towers. Do you remember this particular sketch? There was a builder, and you know, he wasn't the most efficient and the most effective builder. He was a bit work shy. He was Irish, and he was David Kelly. He was called O'Reilly. Take a listen.
The trouble with you, Mr. Fawlty, is that you worry too much. You keep it up like this and you'll have a stroke before you're 50. Stone dead you'll be.
Suits me.
That's a dreadful thing to say.
I'm not talking about peace.
Don't be so morbid. The good Lord made the world so that we could all enjoy ourselves.
Look, my wife enjoys herself. I worry.
Well, let me tell you, if the good Lord meant us to worry, he would have given us things to worry about.
He has! My wife! She will be back here in 4 hours and she can kill a man at 10 paces with one blow off her tongue. How am I supposed not to worry?
Just remember, Mr. Fawlty, there's always someone worse off than yourself.
Is there? Well, I'd like to meet him. I could do with a laugh.
You just have to worry for the both of us. I'm telling you, if the good Lord...
He's mentioned once more, I shall move you closer to him.
Okay, the point of that clip is that David Kelly there playing the Irish builder with the Irish accent depicted a sense of Irishness that was not complimentary. Well, John Cleese has come under fire for citing the spelling of Kiva, which, as you know, to a lot of people is very difficult. C-A-O-I-M-H-E. You'd think it started with a Q. And he got it wrong. And when someone gave out to him about that, he tweeted the riposte. Well, it's no wonder the Irish never had an empire. Well, people are up in arms, but do people have a right to be annoyed? Is this hostility by Brits to the Irish? Well, we're joined by two people who should know about humour and Irishness. Peter Flanagan, a comedian who previously lived in the UK, and our own resident comedian, often joining us. I think he was doing a tour before COVID was cancelled about the caveman, of course, comedian Tom O'Mahony. First of all, Peter, what do you make of this spat?
It's not the first time John Cleese has put his foot in it, Ivan. I mean, I think it's an interesting insight into the mind of the Brexiteer, I suppose, but I don't find it offensive. I'm not up in arms about it. I think it's a lazy joke, it's a stereotype, and it's a bit sad to see John Cleese lowered to it, really.
But is it not a case that we're being too sensitive?
I can certainly see people, like, I lived in the UK for 3 years, so you become totally desensitized to this kind of thing. You get these Irishman jokes all the time, so I'm not in the least bit offended. You just become bored by it. It's not interesting. You know, John Cleese was a purveyor of this very innovative, surrealist style of comedy. He kind of rewrote the rule books for comedy, and now he's doing these jokes that, you know, could fit into a Bernard Manning set from the 1970s. It's just a bit disappointing to see.
You serious?
Yeah, I think
I'm actually shocked that you're so put about by this. I mean this is ridiculous. Well, I'll come back to you. I'll deal with you in 1 second, Peter. Tom, what's your take on this?
I always thought John Cleese, like, I always thought, you know, Ivan Yeats was the John Cleese of Wexford, really. You know, you say irreverent things, you don't care, you poke the cage just to get a bit of crack out of things. And I think Cleese has definitely lost his edge. There's no doubt, as Peter was saying, like, the joke was crap. And that's how it should be looked at. The joke was crap. And I do think it was just a joke. And he's basically, the guy's about 142. You know,
well, 80 to be precise. Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, same difference. You know what I mean? In my book, it's the same difference. Ancient, just, you know, he's on death's door, God's waiting room and all the rest of it. And I think he spent his life trying to rattle people's cages, and he's probably sitting back loving it right now. So I find it funnier how angry people are actually getting at it.
Yeah, I mean, like, sorry, if jokes that weren't funny was a crime against humanity, there wouldn't be a comedian who hasn't been indicted. There's lots of stuff that's just unfunny. So let's just say, because it's not a rip snorter, the issue is it racist, Tom?
No. No. I mean, look, what he was trying to do was draw us all out by saying that. You know, did he put any thought into it? I don't think so. Did he mean any genuine offence in it? I don't think so. I think he was just trying to get a rise for the crack. I don't think he was trying to make a political statement of any sort. Like, if a politician turned around and said that, then it's time to, you know, like, pitchforks and get the torches going. But it's John Cleese. He wrote Life of Brian. He purposely tries to go out of his way to annoy people. You know what I mean? So, and again, he's ancient, so I wouldn't hold too much against him.
Yeah, you see, my point is here, Peter, that apparently there are people waiting out there, keyboard warriors, who are just dying to take offence at something says about a woman. Like, I could say, okay, to hell with Donegal, give it back to the Brits. I could mention the crime problems in Limerick and I could stigmatise them. I could say Kerry people are stupid and Cork people are clannish and I just don't trust going to the north side because of various issues. Now, it's not actually a serious point. It's just a weak attempt at humour.
Absolutely, and it was definitely a weak attempt at humour. It's not the least, I'm not offended by it. I just think, you know, it's a shame to see him put his comedic talents toward, like, I'm fascinated by the target of a joke, you know? So we've a world now where Donald Trump is president, Boris Johnson is prime minister, and John Cleese is targeting people called Quiva or Kiva. You know, it's a weird issue for him to take umbrage with. So it's not the least bit offensive, but it's just boring, isn't it?
Well, no, I mean, like, it is actually an issue insofar as there's lots of horses, racehorses, called after, you know, Ennis Stymon, and you see different Irish names, and the commentator, you know, they pronounce them literally or phonetically, and they completely lose the actual pronunciation of it. But they don't mean to be offensive, so that's one issue on the substance of the issue. But when you're preparing for stand-up, Peter, or when you're preparing a sketch or a script, would you treat it differently in terms of offending people's sensitivities now as opposed to 10 years ago?
Definitely. I mean, my sense of humour has evolved. I think your comedy evolves. I think that's the problem here, is that these jokes, you played the clip earlier of the Riley character in Fawlty Towers. That was fine a few decades ago, but comedy's changed. It's not that I find it grossly offensive now. It's just a bit boring. It's a bit dated. And I do agree with you, the hysteria around this is probably unwarranted. But it's just sad to see John Cleese at 80, you know, kind of almost looking for attention with this kind of stuff. It's low-hanging fruit.
Right. I mean, like, if we talk, Tom, about Fawlty Towers, you know, could it be made today? You know the way he'd do the goose-stepping thing to take off the Germans, you know what I mean? Like, sort of imitating Basil was such a boss, she was like a Nazi, essentially, I think, the thing. You have Manuel, who is, you know, this incompetent person, Catalan person, you know what I mean, that he beat over the head. Like it still rises a laugh today, but now people are taking it seriously.
I suppose, you know, you can laugh at it now, knowing the period it was created in. But as Peter was saying, stuff evolves, you just can't. There's stuff that was made 8-9 years ago that couldn't be made now. The Savage Eye couldn't be made now. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. And things like Twitter...
But sorry, when you say couldn't be made, is it still not a bit funny? And in fact, in the privacy of your own room when you're watching it on telly, the more outrageous it is, the kind of funnier it is. Because it's bold.
Well, it was bold at the time, you know, like, it's been done to death, too, at the same time. But I guess if the fact that it was an original thing, it's like watching an original movie. You watch Jaws now. Jaws is muck by today's standards of CGI. You wouldn't accept it, but you'd watch it for the quality that it is at the time. You know that kind of way? So you have to kind of watch it through a different lens. Like, if somebody wrote the script for Fawlty Towers now, you'd go, what the hell? Where have you been for 30 years? This stuff isn't relevant. So it does change. The landscape has changed for comedy. It's changed for everything in the way of producing anything for television. you have to play what's in front of you. And right now, the likes of Fawlty Towers just wouldn't work.
All right, let's go to some of the texters. Many years ago, John Cleese was spot on when he famously said that, and I quote, "No one has the right not to be offended." And by the way, Cleese isn't a Brexiteer, he's a Remainer, says Ed. It's very rarely I agree with you, Ivan. Anytime someone wants to agree with me, they have. They feel a sense of duty to preface their remarks by saying, but I do in this case, it was a joke, people are oversensitive. The so-called, Paul in Cork says, the so-called potato jokes are bad in Britain. They believe the Irish were so stupid they allowed themselves to starve while being blissfully unaware of what the British establishment at the time were up to in Ireland. The British view of themselves as being worldly and aware, but they have no understanding of their own history. Yeah, but I think the Brits can send up their own toffee, snotty-nosed kind of snobbery or whatever. What can we still laugh about? This is nonsense and the PC stuff needs to be dealt with. Now, people would want to cop themselves on. We used to have a sense of humour in this country. We can give as good as we get. I'm delighted that people are offended. And here's one for you two jokers. Graham in Elphin. Is that near Roscommon or somewhere? It's in the harsh middle of nowhere. Ballybackside it is, you know, somewhere that can be properly insulted. Elphin, God knows. John Cleese at 80 is funnier than the two clowns you have on commentating. Another excuse for a virtue-signalling fool to shoehorn an insult to Trump and Boris. How do you plead on that one, Peter?
I shoehorned a joke in about Boris. I don't think I told a joke about Boris, did I?
I don't know, but
listen, that guy had to wind up the radio to listen to this if he's an Elphin.
All right. Well, tell me this. What is fair game today? You know, like, you can't attack the disabled. You can't attack snowflakes. You can't attack owl ones. Who can you attack?
Why would you want to attack the disabled? That'd be my question on that one, Ivan. But I think you can attack pretty much any subject you want. It just has to be original, has to be well written, has to be interesting, has to be creative. Otherwise, it's just old hat.
All right, Tom, can you attack? I think you attack women, don't you, Tom?
No, I don't attack women.
But you do your caveman routine.
Ex-politicians from Wexford.
Okay, well, they're absolutely fair game, and I attack people from Tipperary. But I mean, like, the point is who when you're writing a script for your tour, is it, what was it called again?
Defended the Cape. I didn't write that one. That's a long running play.
I see. But no, but like, who would you consider is still okay to attack?
I mean, again, anybody off the list you just named out. But it's the attack side of things is. If you can write it well enough.
No, I mean deride, but instead of attack. Deride would be a better word.
Yeah, everything's fair game if it's funny enough. But I mean, it has to be sharp. And like Peter was saying, has to be original. If you're just ploughing over old ground that has been done to death before, you're going to find out pretty quickly. Like, if it's good, it's good. You know what I mean? So it's open season. Really, television versus what, you know, live stand-up comedy clubs is a completely different genre, you know what I mean? Because you're in it together in a comedy club. But when you're putting something out over the spectrum of television, you do have to be, you got to give it for everybody, you know?
All right. There you have the professional's response. Maybe John Cleese should chillax a bit and not let it get to him. Peter Flanagan, comedian, and Tom O'Mahony, comedian, albeit from Tipperary. Thank you both for joining us. Now, we've lots more coming. The issue of masks for bus drivers and the enforcement of them, and road rage still to come.